You're listening to SBS News.
The 220,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given that blocked the Suez Canal for a week has finally been floated and moved. A full moon that rose high tide levels by a mere 45 centimetres, along with a fleet of tugboats, proved vital to the operation. Peter Burdowski is the CEO of Smith Salvage's parent company, Boskalis, and says physics helps save billions of dollars of losses a day in maritime commerce.
So what we more or less did is we used the water power that was in the canal with the returning tide to push the vessel where we were pulling it. And the combination of the two, as we hoped, at the end of the day, did the trick.
The 150-year-old canal hosts 52 ships daily and accounts for 12% of the world's GDP. About 30% of global container shipping volumes pass through the canal daily, holding fuel and consumer goods. The only other alternative route for ships traveling to and from Asia and Europe is in the southern tip of Africa and takes a week longer. Authorities had to shift more than 30,000 cubic meters of mud to free the wedged vessel. Captain Nicholas Sloan, Vice President of the International Salvage Union, says the ship and the canal will now be examined for damage.
And they'll start doing a detailed inspection from the bow all the way to the stern, see what type of damage they have, and see if it's safe enough for them to continue northbound and out of the sewers. At the same time, they'll start doing a detailed inspection of the grounding area where she actually hit the, especially the Asia bank, the right-hand bank, and to see how much of that rock has been displaced and might have impacted the deep water canal.
But the unfolding economic crisis continues as more than 400 ships, which faced massive delays with livestock and emergency medicinal supplies, are finally moving. Experts say it could take several weeks for the canal to be operating at full capacity again and could be closed at certain points for repairs. Chairman of the Suez Canal Authority, Osama Rabi, says authorities hope the backlog of 422 ships will be cleared in the next 3 days.
This means that if I move with pace in 3 days or 3.5 days, I might make up for the loss. We won't sleep. This is a new challenge we're working on.
Global supply chains have been shrinking and moving towards domestic production due to advances in technology and greater digitization and automation of services. And with global crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and the blockage of the Suez Canal, the case for nearshoring only grows stronger. Shipping expert and CEO of a shipping website, g.captain.com, John Conrad, says the past year has exposed the fragility of global trade.
Now, we used to have big warehouses in all the countries where the factories pulled supplies from the warehouses and the warehouses were filled and then allowed to deplete. Now these floating ships are the warehouse. So if a container of little ball bearings for a car, a wheel assembly doesn't get to the factory in Germany, it could shut down the whole production line. So these parts are critical. And then things like respirators for COVID and PPE are undoubtedly on these vessels, as well as oil tankers and bulk carriers with grain and food supplies and aggregate. Everything can pass through now.
But the canal is also an important military pathway. U.S. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says such blockages are often factored into normal operational planning.
Opening the canal and making it available to traffic again will certainly facilitate greater movement, not just for military assets, but civilian merchant traffic. I mean, it's a key choke point. We always make sure that we have alternate capabilities to meet mission requirements. So it's not, I wouldn't go so far as to say the Suez blockage has caused us to rethink anything about how we are postured in the Middle East or how we meet mission requirements there or national security interests there.
But the temporary travel delays are estimated to be costing tens of billions of dollars, with some cargoes even perishing. Experts say large insurance claims will be expected, with global credit ratings agency Fitch predicting insurers alone will be looking at hundreds of millions in losses. But academics say that as the blockage encourages shorter supply chains, the global economy and the environment could benefit and will outweigh the cost to insurers. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.